Jack Flanders in Dreams of Real.
Dreams of Real.
Jack Flanders is still trying to find out more about the crystal skull he once possessed but has been stolen from the museum. Speaking of museums, Carmen and Short Top had a wonderful time in Rio when they visited the Carmen Miranda Museum.
Look, they had her hat.
Oh,
and hats, I love
you. Beautiful.
And were thrown out.
Order.
Mojo's statue, you may recall it's the one with the little red horns on top of her head, spoke to Jack.
Frida? Not little Frida.
She's not little.
Not little.
Later, Jack and Mojo wondered if it might be their old friend, Little Frida.
Little Frida?
She said she wasn't little.
Maybe she grew.
Yeah, maybe now she's Big Frida.
So, Jack Flanders has left Bahia for Belém, a city located at the mouth of the Amazon River. And now, week six of Dreams of Rio.
Ich habe dich vermisst.
Tava com uma saudade de você, meu amorzinho.
Ich habe es vermisst, dich zu sehen, zu halten, zu berühren und zu streicheln. Carla?
Klaus?
When are you going to leave him?
When you ask me to.
Leave Paolo now.
Oh, Klaus.
I don't want you to go back to him.
Klaus?
Carla?
Not now.
Why not?
It's all a matter of timing.
Oh, Carla.
Oh, Klaus.
I don't know.
Oh, but you are leaving Rio de Janeiro.
I'm coming back.
Then, when you come back, I'll leave with him.
I'll see.
Klaus?
Carla?
Is Jack going with you?
You know I can't talk about this.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
Remember, I arranged for Jack to bring the skull to you. Paulo would never have allowed it out of his sight. You know what Paulo would do to me if he ever found out.
Where's the skull?
I don't know. Klaus, is Jack going with you?
He hasn't said yes yet.
When are you leaving?
In 2 days.
You are going to Manaus?
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin in Manaus, João. He was brought up on the Amazon. He knows the river, the tributaries, the seasons. You should rent his boat. He's honest.
Carla?
Klaus?
You seem distracted.
What?
I said you seem distracted.
Distracted? No. I was wondering about this car.
I am telling you, it's a collector. He's very rich.
It's a shame.
I was planning to sell it to him anyway. Delivering it to her, Professor Klaus, was only a temporary rerouting.
This car is something special.
It was special. It contained the information Professor Klaus needed, am I right? And now, we wait and see if the two of them can find a site, huh?
Jack said no. He is not going.
He will. Carla, don't ever double cross me. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You listening?
No.
Ah, you're trying to be funny, huh?
No. I was just thinking of something.
Thinking of what?
I was thinking of the old woman, Mãe Joseph. When Paulo took the skull to her, she spoke of a mask, a golden mask that will be found. That is all I want.
Is that all?
Yes, that is all. Klaus.
Carla.
You know, when Mãe Josefa looked into the skull, she saw things.
I see a man wandering aimless, walking down endless corridors, passing through many rooms. Shh, quiet. Yes, I see him trying to escape. There is no exit. No escape. It's like hell itself. Wait, something is watching him. He has eyes. Eyes. The stone eyes of the turtle.
I'm looking for someone by the name of Little Free... I mean just Frida.
Frida?
Yes. I believe she has pigtails and smokes cigars.
Frida?
Yes. I was told I would find her here at the Indian Museum in Berlin.
Frida?
Yes.
Momentinho, por favor.
I wonder if she really is Little Frida. I just can't imagine Little Frida grown up. Why do I keep seeing her in a cabaret, wearing black net stockings? Why do I keep hearing Mojo playing Lily Marlene inside my head?
Can I help you?
I'm looking for Little... I'm sorry, I mean... Well, all I know is her name is Frida.
I believe that would be me.
You? You're Frida?
The only one here, yes.
Well, I'm Jack Flanders.
Hello.
You work here?
Yes. I'm here to study the American Indians.
American Indians? In the Amazon?
Oh, I see. You are from the United States, and you believe you are the only Americans.
Huh?
Yes.
Ah.
South American Indians.
I see. I'm sorry. Look, I have something here. Maybe you can tell me what it is. Where it came from.
Come in my office. We shall see.
They appear to be turtles, but if you look carefully, they're really eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the feet and the head are silver, but the shell...
The stone.
Yeah. Aren't those eyes?
And where did you find this?
In a mall.
In a mall?
Yeah, in America. North America. The U.S.
Interesting. And you came all the way to Brazil to ask me what this is?
No. Was that a joke?
A dry one, yes.
Ah, I see. Well, do you notice the way... I mean, when you move the eyes, they appear to dilate or sort of focus on you.
Yes, I noticed. Creepy.
Well, is this anything you've seen before?
Mr. Flanders, you can buy these turtles all over Brazil.
Oh.
But not with these eyes.
Ah.
Is that all?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I think it's interesting. And what you said about how it appears to focus on you. But it's simply shifting the light source that causes dilation. When the observer moves slightly, a variety of refraction patterns can be seen. I suppose for some people this could be out of the ordinary.
Yeah. So there's nothing more you can tell me about this?
Perhaps you need to see a geologist. Rocks are not my specialty.
Well, what is your specialty?
The Indians.
Ah, you're an anthropologist.
Yes. Have you seen our museum?
I just arrived in Belém.
We have one of the best collections of Indian artifacts. Are you interested?
Well, yes, but I don't know why. But I expected you had something else to tell me.
Sorry.